I'm Michelle Poblete, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme? China's smog days beat snow days. China recently issued its first red alert for air pollution in Beijing. Officials urged schools to close to keep children away from the unhealthy air. Why are the kids so psyched for smog days? Barry Wilmore has a few ideas. Listen to our favorite jokes about China's smog and the consequences of climate change from Wilmore, Trevor Noah, and Seth Meyers in today's Punchlines.
There's something hanging ominously in the air over China tonight, and for once, it's not the smog. Oh, wait, actually it is.
The New York Times reports on Beijing issuing its first ever red alert for air pollution. That's the most serious warning level. It starts tomorrow, and some schools will be shut down.
What? Kids in Beijing get smog days? Man, they must be psyched, right? They can wake up late, make smog angels. Oh, man, that is some horrible smog. Best of all, they don't have any homework to interrupt their violent wheezing. But it's kind of a plus. Guys, that's a plus.
Obviously, addressing climate change is important for all of us. But it's even more important for island countries like the Maldives.
Leaders in the Maldives have been a lot more vocal. They warn their low-lying islands in the Indian Ocean could disappear. Former President Mohamed Nasheed once held a cabinet meeting underwater to illustrate the point.
Yes, soon we'll all be living under the sea. Under the sea. Down where it's wetter. Say, why is everyone smiling? This is serious. Why is everyone laughing?
An artist in China recently demonstrated Beijing's smog problem by sucking up air in a vacuum for 100 days and then compressing the collected dust into a solid brick, which, by the way, is also how they make Cliff Bars. Just very dense. They're very healthy for you. There's very dense 100-day dust.
But this is serious, guys. Look, in its quest to become a global superpower with booming factories and increased transportation, China is also rapidly destroying itself. It's the CrossFit of industrial superpowers. I mean, sure, doing 1,000 pull-ups will give you great arms until they fall off. That's why I stopped exercising. It's a health issue.
The U.S., Europe, and China have all pledged to cut their carbon emissions. But here's the problem. If we want to keep the Earth from getting more than 2 degrees Celsius hotter, the world can only emit a certain amount of carbon. And if we take the amount of carbon that the US, the EU, and China have pledged to emit by 2030, that only leaves that much carbon for the rest of the world. There's nothing left. It's like shopping at the scarf store after Johnny Depp has been there. You work in LA, Johnny Depp. Why are you so cold all the time?
To watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. And while you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.